Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashuna Yogi speaking and it's 8:30 PM here in Hyderabad and weather is good. It was raining today, but not continuously, but I think the weather is going to get cooler. I just hope so, because yesterday night the weather was extremely hot, so didn't know what was wrong with the weather, but it was not good to sleep in that weather. Though I did sleep well. Yes, and I didn't expect that a simple slip of words, you know, would cause such so many happy birthday wishes. Well, my birthday is on 9th of August. But yesterday I had celebrated my Hindu calendar birthday. So in Kerala we have a system where we follow the star and we follow a different calendar completely, not related to English calendar at all. And according to that calendar, my birthday was yesterday. But the birthday wishes started flowing so much that people thought that today is my birthday. I got calls also and wishing me for my birthday today. And I had a tough time to tell that, okay, today is not my birthday. And finally, I gave up and I accepted that today is also my birthday. And I accepted the wishes, because I was so tired of explaining that today is not my birthday. And my birthday was yesterday and it was a Hindu calendar birthday. And my chill birthday is on 9th August. So, well, I have to be careful what I speak in the podcast now. Because, you know, it's like a Chinese whisper. You see, exactly like a Chinese whisper. Right, somebody tells you something and by the time it reaches the 10th person, the message is completely distorted. So it's gone. This is a real life example, you know, where a simple message, you know, was interpreted by different people in a different way, and by the time the end last person got the message, the person felt that my birthday was today and wished me. And I also believed that, okay, today is my birthday. And I accepted it. Quite funny. Okay. So, yes, things to happen. Yeah, I was happy with today's day. You know, the yoga flow by Rashmi was awesome. I did my dry land swimming after that, and my hypoxic training for 25 minutes. That was good, the morning session. And then got to work a bit. And specifically today, my focus was on to release the visualization audio. And I had to create the script first, because, you know, when I'm recording it, I have to know the script, because when I was on Sunday, when I was taking the session, it was not a script. I was just going through the flow of it. So first preparing the script itself took a lot of time, and then recording and editing took another 2-3 hours. So my today's output was the visualization podcast. I also created the breathing audio for 1 minute 40 seconds, which I did today. Found it to be good. So planning to continue with 1 minute 40 second breath for some time before I increase it further. So maybe another 15, 20 days or a month, I'll have to see how it goes. Yes, so that was it that I did today. You know, a lot of one-on-ones also. was happy to connect with a few trainees, speak to them, understand their plan, get calls from a lot of people. So that's how my day panned. And of course, I did the lesson, audio lesson on speed learning, you know, Limitless by Jim Quick. And today was methods, you know, how to learn, what should be the area focus areas. And he said quite a good few things, you know. Learning how to learn is very important, and ability to keep focus on one thing at a time for an extended period, or ability to keep your awareness. So that's what concentration is. And he was taking quotes from Dandapani, the monk, and you know, talking it out. So that was good. And he said that distraction, once you're working on a task and you get distracted either by a WhatsApp message or an email and all, it takes around 23 minutes to get back. So that's a lot of time, and that's something that we all need to be aware of. And how to get into a focused concentration is, number one, focusing on your breath, making sure you deal with the stressful task that is in hand, that's keeping your attention or drawing your attention. And third part, he said, is schedule time for distraction. So it's something which are bothering you, you can just note it down and say you'll handle it at so-and-so time. So that specifying the time is important, then your mind will not bother you for it. So that's what he said. And of course, you know, I love his book because he talks a lot about quotes and acronyms. So today he gave a quote: the most important is to keep the most important thing the most important thing. I hope you understood it. Let me just repeat it. The most important thing is to keep the most important thing the most important thing. Well, sounds funny, but made a lot of sense to me. So yes, these were the things that I did today. And there are a few things that I'm going to implement tomorrow. And I have my day perfectly planned tomorrow, but I have to see how it goes. One of the things that I want to do tomorrow is to actually think about how to implement flow states in all the workouts that I'm creating, so that it becomes more and more easier for my trainees to get into that flow and optimize their performance. So yes, that is one of the major things. Yes, and I also have a few other things that I want to do. One of them is, of course, listen to podcasts. Today, I listened to one of the podcasts that was related to relationships. And it was quite good. And I felt that, okay, you know, we must share it with our group. So it is about, you know, how you need to be open in a relationship and not, you know, try to beat around the bush. Now, a specific example he said was, you know, when your child specifically, you know, when your child says, no, I can't do better than the other person, you know, we try to console him or her and saying, no, you're great, you should be, it's okay, don't worry about it, you can do this. And he said that's actually a wrong approach, because what happens is the child would said something because he felt something was wrong, and we didn't try to listen to that reason, and we just piled on our expectations or piled on our love and affection on him or her, and actually killed that feedback mechanism from him or her. So it's important to listen to them rather than try to cover it up or try to motivate, because our intentions might be right, that yes, we want to help the person, we want to make sure we motivate it, but until and unless you don't listen the whole story, just plain motivation does not work. And I felt that was quite good. And he also talked about a story where he helped a person come out of depression. For example, he was driving his car and somebody from back hit his car. And so he followed that car till it came to a halt, and he spoke to the person, and then he realized that the person was actually going through a broken relationship and he was slightly drunk. And he actually helped the person come out of depression, and he actually mended his marriage. So yes, what he said was people do things not because they want to do things, but because they're going through certain emotions, certain things. And we need to make sure that we understand and listen to them rather than just react to what they have done. And he said that I thank that I didn't call the cops or make a big issue out of it. So that's what we need to do. And I felt that yes, sometimes when people on the road behave with us in a rude way, there is an underlying problem that they are facing. And of course, we cannot go and ask them what is the underlying problem always. But if at all we can help in some way or the other, we should help. And at least we should not lose our cool in that process. So quite a good podcast, I would say, specifically related to relationships with your spouse, with kids, and how to deal with certain perceptions. If I do get a chance, I will share the podcast of people who are interested in listening to it. So this is it from my side. I would want to wish everyone a great weekend, Saturday, Sunday, long runs, long rides, family time. Enjoy yourself, take care, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.